Now that we are in
February.
February.
It is, right. Spelled that way, not said that way.
You know, Murphy, that there's something kind of big coming up for me.
Well, it's not your birthday. Oh. It's not our anniversary.
It's time for my annual infusion.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is the bone infusion thingy, right? I'm not trivializing. I'm just saying.
He's just not ready to talk about this. Right. I have osteoporosis.
Well, you have early osteo.
I do.
But you're really young, so you're kind of a freak of nature.
That they... See, this is why I want to go
you're
alone.
You're loaded with them today.
This is why I want to go alone.
Not in a bad way.
No. Or that osteo thingy there.
My treatment has not been the usual medication. It is an advanced sort of infusion therapy.
Yes.
Medicine's so strong that you get it once a year, and I'm only getting 3 infusions and then we'll decide if I need to go further. I might not.
It's supposed to rebuild the bone.
Right.
And that's a spot in your back.
Yes.
That's just weak, right?
Yeah. He just wants to make up for what just happened before.
No, I'm just trying to help you. I'm just trying to help explain.
So look, I'm approaching that date. It's coming up in a couple of weeks that I'll be doing my infusion. The last time I did it last year, I went alone because I wanted to. I just felt like I wanted to do this by myself. I was nervous anyway.
But yeah, I remember that.
It's coming up again, and I keep wondering, should I bring somebody to distract me, make me laugh?
Just tell me the day.
No.
Is this your husband? No, this is Sam.
It's so funny, I put it out there.
So who do you want? You want me to go with you is what you're saying? I mean.
No.
I put it out there on
our Facebook and Instagram and asked, what would you do if you were going to an infusion? Would you use that time to just sit with yourself and be peaceful? Because it is sort of it's weird. And the IV part of it is not fun and sometimes takes a long time for me. I'm a hard stick. And apparently I'm not the only one who feels that way when it comes to medical things. Mm-hmm. There's something in the human spirit that you sometimes want to just do it by yourself.
Yeah.
It's so funny. We asked, and Jody, her name is Jody also, myself, I like to go by myself. Even if offered a foot massage by the staff, I declined. Marianne, I go by myself. The self-imposed need to entertain would get me, I think.
Yeah.
Renee, go alone. Sometimes you need that time to focus on what is going on. Mm-hmm. A lot of people said bring your bestie, bring your husband. It just depends on what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
No, bring Sam's.
I think you would start playing with all the mechanics of things.
I'm a distraction. Yeah.
Thank you for the offer, though. And thank you for jumping in. I loved hearing from you there on social media.
Coming up, Jody has 3 things to know today at 6:50. And next, Sam has his Friday favorite.
Yes, it involves Stephen Colbert, Taylor Swift, and the Super Bowl.
Sam's Friday favorite.
It comes from late night TV this week.
Oh, really?
Actually, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Okay.
He was talking about the coincidences that Swifties have brought up, citing how the Super Bowl is intertwined with Taylor's favorite number, which is
13.
13. Right. Here's a little bit.
Some of the Swifties out there pointed out some suspicious coincidences surrounding Taylor's favorite number, 13. Follow me down the number hole. This is Super Bowl 58, and 5 plus 8 is 13. If Taylor goes, it would be her 13th time attending a Chiefs game.
Uh-huh.
Really?
That's cool.
Yeah. Is it true?
Yeah. But there's more.
The date of the Super Bowl is 2/11. 2 plus 11 is 13. If she flies to Vegas from Tokyo, the flight will be roughly 13 hours. And the Chiefs are playing the 49ers. 4 plus 9 is 13.
Yes!
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
That is so funny. Yeah. Yeah. That is so funny.
That's just hilarious.
It is.
Yeah.
Can I interject to your Friday favorite? One of my favorite things I've heard recently is this week, and I read it. I didn't listen to it or whatever, but Travis Kelce did an interview this week, and he's not going to be able to be at the Grammys Sunday night because he's busy. He's in Vegas getting ready for the game.
Yeah.
And she's going to the Grammys, and he said, I would love to be there to support her for all the nominations and all of that. And he's just saying, look, we support each other. It's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And everybody's been saying that, but it's nice to hear him say it. Like, I'm here to support her, too.
Maybe the Grammys can get a satellite hookup, huh? Hi from Las Vegas. Anyway, Stephen Colbert, he did take the safe route. He didn't double guess any of the coincidences.
Anyone else have chills? This can only mean one thing. Whatever the Swifties say it means, I don't want them mad at me.
Hey!
That's funny.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know at 6:50.
Coming up next, though, in your Hollywood Outsider, there's a brand new Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and we're going to introduce you to them next.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by EveryPlate.com.
Use discount code MSJ49.
This new TV series, limited series on Prime, drops today. And Murphy, I know we were talking about watching Griselda on Netflix, but I think this might need to be our next one. Donald Glover and Maya Erskine in the new imagining of Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Banking card and marriage registration.
Something that can make you do
married.
So they're two kind of lonely strangers whose job they sign up to be in this mysterious spy agency, and then they get there. Here's your cover, you know, and they get thrown together, and it's based on the movie with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, which I never saw that movie, but this show looks really sexy and really intimate, and apparently it's going to be a little bit different because that was a good, what, I don't know how many years ago, the movie.
So Donald Glover can do comedy too, so there'll be some fun thrown in.
So it's debuting, dropping today. All 8 episodes you can get on Prime Video. Today's the day it drops, and it does look really good and cool because they have to navigate with every episode a different sort of high-risk mission, and then they slowly but surely catch feelings for each other, we think. Okay? Amazon Prime today.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
It's Grateful Friday.
Let us know about the little and big things going on for you that you are grateful for. 877-310-4MSJ.
Murphy, Sam, and Jody's Grateful Friday.
Powered by Sky Rizzy.
Little and big things you are grateful for. It's why we do it. You can let us know yours, of course. 877-310-4MSJ.
What's going on, Christy?
I just wanted to say what I was grateful for today.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm grateful for having had 2 brain surgeries that stem from domestic violence.
Oh.
And yet I'm still here to be able to talk about my mission.
Yeah. When was your last surgery?
My last brain surgery was in 2009, and they told me that I would be paralyzed and never be able to work again. Yet I am so grateful because I have held down a job since 2012, working 40 hours a week.
Wow. So what do you do?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a vehicle inspector. I tell my journey every day to people that I meet that I don't even know.
Yeah.
That's being very grateful.
It's a lot to be grateful for, to take your own life back. Take your life back.
Thank you, Christy.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Sorry that that happened to you, but look at you now, Christy. Look at you. 40 hours a week. It's nice to be proud of yourself or something like that, too, and you should be. We have some grateful comments coming into our Facebook and Instagram page. Denise said, my son went back to college this semester after working for 3 years to finish paying for the degree.
Oh.
First semester back, he made Dean's Honor Roll, rather.
Okay, congrats.
So congrats on that. And Elaine sent this in. It's sort of a Valentine's grateful thing. My son was born 18 weeks premature and had to be in the NICU at the hospital 2 hours away from home for that 8 weeks. He was born January 6th and came home on Valentine's Day that year.
Oh.
So every year he has 2 birthdays, his actual birthday and Valentine's Day. With that being said, whether or I'm with someone or not, meaning single or not, Sam, Valentine's Day is always a celebration for us.
Oh, that's cool.
That's beautiful.
But I do like that. Yeah. And I have heard of that 2 birthday thing before, you know, with kids who've had a rough start coming into the world. Love it. Love hearing from you on Grateful Friday or anytime. 877-310-4MSJ.
Coming up next, Jody has 3 things to know today.
Here's 3 things to know today.
Brought to you by EveryPlate.com.
Use discount code MSJ49.
Number 1, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin appeared this week in front of the Pentagon at a press conference and finally addressed his disappearance last month. He has prostate cancer and he underwent surgery, but he just disappeared, didn't tell anybody where he was going, including the White House. And he's the top, you know, military official.
Yeah.
So he said, look, I did not handle this right. I take responsibility, but I just also take my health. He said he's a private person.
Like Taylor Swift would say, I'm the problem. It's me.
Number 2, Walmart isn't going anywhere in the online sales world. In fact, the news this week is that they're opening 150 new stores in the U.S. and they're going to remodel existing ones. So if your Walmart is sort of, you know,
It's been
older.
A while.
Yeah. It's going to get the upgrade. And slowly, those things have been happening anyway, mm-hmm. right? Do you like your taller baskets in your Walmart? That's new. And number three, game day food for Americans, the most popular on game days, chicken wings.
Makes sense.
Make them yourself, or really the most popular thing to do is order them, apparently.
Like a pizza.
And pizza's in there, too. Mm-hmm. Nachos and burgers, beer and hard seltzers coming in number one for the drinks.
And game day grub made the top 10, too.
Did it at MurphySamAndJody.com.
Just kidding. Three things to know today.
Jody's top five entertainment stories of the week.
Brought to you by State Farm.
I'm excited to say it's all ladies this week.
Number five.
House of the Dragon star Millie Alcock. You may remember her as the young Princess Rhaenyra Targaryen. Mm-hmm. She's distinctive and she's really talented. Mm-hmm. She has been cast in the new, well, in the DC universe by James Gunn as the new Supergirl. It's an iconic role.
Okay.
Needed to be cast. She's going to rock it.
Number four.
Martha Stewart is working on a tell-all documentary for Netflix.
A few years ago, I had a cat named Magnolia, and she inspired me to plant
we know what
a
we think we know a lot about Martha because she's been in the public eye for a long time. Mm-hmm. She started as a model. She landed a job as a Wall Street banker at one time.
Yeah.
Then she came into all of our homes and told us how to live. This is everything. Personal life. This is even the 5 months stint behind bars
is
for
it?
Fraud.
Okay.
They cover everything. She's the producer here, and it's coming to Netflix before too long.
Number three.
Margot Robbie from the Barbie movie finally addresses her Oscar snub.
You're describing something stereotypical. Barbie is so much more than that.
She did such a great job in this movie. She says regarding that, the snub, no way to feel sad when you're this blessed. She did go on to say that she thinks Greta Gerwig should have been nominated as director, mm-hmm. but realized this film was nominated for 8 Academy mm-hmm. Awards, and Margot Robbie is an executive producer of it. So if it wins anything, she does win an Academy Award,
yeah.
just not for those acting chops as Barbie.
Number two.
Kim Kardashian set to produce and be a part of an Elizabeth Taylor docuseries for the BBC. Now, some Elizabeth Taylor diehard fans are not happy with Kim's involvement.
Yeah.
But Kim Kardashian is the biggest Elizabeth Taylor fan, has called her her icon, her idol, mm-hmm. all these years. It's called Elizabeth Taylor Rebel Superstar.
Okay.
All interviews, things you've never heard before, and including Kim, because Kim apparently was the last person to interview her.
Oh,
back before Kim Kardashian was on all of our, you know, lips mm-hmm. back then.
Number one.
There is a big documentary film coming to Amazon about Celine Dion. 'Cause I'm your not a biopic, but a film that is a documentary.
Okay.
And everything, her rise, her battles, and current battle with this stiff person disease, which she's living with. Mm-hmm. Okay. She gives interviews. There are other behind the scenes things happening here.
Her relationship with Renee?
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. It'll be on Amazon Prime. We don't have the date yet, but as soon as we do, you will know it.
That's Jody's top five entertainment stories of the week. Coming up next, Sam is the food dude.
All kinds of weird stuff, including the weirdest Lay's potato chip you've ever heard of.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by Chick-fil-A.
Got some wacky flavors for you today.
Okay.
Lay's and IHOP are teaming up for the next flavor of Lay's potato chip.
Okay.
Hold on to your pants here. IHOP's Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity Lay's potato chip.
So it's a sweet waffle-y flavor.
Yeah, there's a report that it tastes like strawberry-topped pancakes with syrup and bacon.
That's different.
Now, that's interesting for a potato chip going sweet. I don't know if they've ever done that before.
It's a little too much for me.
Do you think?
Yeah.
But see, you know me.
Much.
I'm going to try it. I want to try it.
Classic and more simple flavors are the ones that win, in my
supposedly
opinion.
The end of February when that one will hit.
Okay. Didn't they do chicken and waffles, too?
That's two ingredients, though.
But see, that's normal-ish.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I mean, a fruity tooty. Okay, moving on. Girl Scouts, we've got a new partner here. You know, they have Girl Scout ice cream and Girl Scout-flavored little candies.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know they had ice cream candies.
Some of them. Native. It's a cosmetic brand.
Oh, I know it.
Body wash, deodorant, shampoos. They're teaming up with the Girl Scouts. You will now have aromas of thin mint, trefoils, mm-hmm. Coconut caramel, peanut butter, and lemon.
Cute.
Like this one here is trefoil body wash.
Ooh, see? Trefoils. That would be vanilla, really.
Yeah.
Nice.
Makes sense.
Yeah. If you like to bathe in food flavors.
And peanut butter and lemon.
Right. Obviously not for that type of consumption.
I would have to try the peanut butter just to see.
Yeah, it's different.
You don't even want to bathe in peanut butter?
Speaking of weird, here we go. Chuck E. Cheese releasing a cookbook.
Oh.
Okay.
128-page Chuck E. Cheese and Friend Party Cookbook. All the stuff in there, like mummy dogs and scarlet spider brew and breakfast pizza. 10 different menus, and each of the menus has like appetizers, main courses, and side dishes. So if you're having a certain themed party, ta-da!
Murphy wants to know if the chocolate cake is in there. We'll have to check because...
We'll have to look.
You love that chocolate cake.
I do. Don't know why. It's just one of those.
Because it's molten.
It felt it. Yeah.
We were talking about pasta earlier this week and making you feel happy. Well, how about heart-shaped pasta from Barilla?
I like that. Huh? Aww, cute.
Yeah, nothing says I love you.
Like
more
pasta.
Like a meatball and a heart-shaped pasta. Speaking of heart-shaped, Papa John's is bringing back the heart-shaped pizza for Valentine's Day. It's in stores now. Haven't heard from Pizza Hut or Papa Murphy's yet.
Any
they will probably
man
bring
in the
too.
World would love a pizza sent to him on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
Coming up next, Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by EveryPlate.com.
Use discount code MSJ49.
So last year on streaming on Netflix, there was a show that we'd all sort of heard of, but it came back from the dead, they call it, on streaming. Huh. And that was Suits.
Why don't we go out and celebrate?
We're all in the same boat now.
This show didn't
do a Meghan Markle show.
It was Meghan Markle, but she wasn't on the whole whole thing. But yeah, I think that's what gave the show some notoriety. And then it landed on streaming, and Netflix couldn't have even predicted how well it did. It was like the most streamed
thing.
It was
one of the biggest ones last year.
So what do you think happens in Hollywood when that happens?
New season?
NBC has ordered a pilot for a spinoff, a companion series from the same creators and writers. They'll call it Suits LA. Mm. Same world as the original show, but it'll follow a bunch of new characters.
Okay.
And they're going to start production as early as March. So this is going to happen if you loved Suits and gobbled it up last year.
So
Suits LA is coming to NBC.
They didn't want to spin off Spare Suit.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. I also want to let you know this movie called Priscilla that was in theaters recently is coming to streaming as well.
Black hair and more eye makeup.
I don't know if I like it.
Directed by Sofia Coppola, based on the book Elvis and Me by Priscilla Presley. It will be on Max February 23rd.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
You know what time it is? Time to get planning on the family vacation for the summer.
Yeah, in the unusual way that most of us pick where to go on the way. How do you decide what you want to do or where you want to go for a vacation, for a holiday? And heads up, guys, this is the time of the year when those things start getting booked.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, a couple of weeks ago was the annual do it day, reminder day to book vacation.
Yeah. Sometimes if you get in early enough, it doesn't cost
as much.
But, you know, then again.
Right. The question is, how do you decide? Yeah. Now, when I was growing up, we went on one vacation. My family couldn't afford much else. That's fine.
Yeah.
My summers, I would do Bible school with my grandparents and hang with my cousins and run around barefooted. Like, you went to the beach every year,
Murphy.
My
mom and dad, that was their... So vacation really wasn't ever anything else, ever, than the beach, same destination.
No wiggle room.
Not that it was bad. It just, you know...
Sam?
Well, it is what it was.
Usually we went somewhere that had an amusement park.
Nice. Good for you.
And a brewery.
Right.
Right.
Something for the kids, something for dad.
Dad always had to take the brewery tours.
So the most, what's interesting about this new study, and it's interesting, the number one, you know, if you don't know what to do, literally they say the easiest way to make that decision is just start looking up. You can look up the most popular if you want to. The most popular attractions get crowded quickly. Grand Canyon, Universal Studios,
got
Disney,
some new
all
cruise
of those
ships
things.
This year too.
Right. But if you just start looking online and thinking about it and letting it simmer, that's the number one way we all, not that this is, it's kind of no duh, but that's the way we decide.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a TV show you're watching.
Right.
Although when Murphy and I finished watching The Crown, it's like, we've got to go.
Yeah, it's like, what's next?
Yeah. We've got to go.
You know, maybe you can find stuff too, because like last year when I decided, you know, where I was going.
Solo vacation.
Yeah. Then I started looking, okay, I got 3 or 4 days. What can I fill the days with?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Start Googling what's around there. That's why I found the alpaca experience, you know.
Right. Sam, are you going to do that again this year? Solo vacay?
Yeah. I don't know what yet. I'm maybe leaning towards a foodie vacation this year.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
So like pizza, like the pizza hotbed of America.
Can we come with you?
In spirit. I'll take pictures.
Yeah, he's with us all the time. He doesn't want us on vacation. Yeah. You know, Murphy, whatever we do book this year, I want it to be something fun and exciting because, remember, last year was the first year our girls didn't come with us?
Yeah.
And you were sort of sad.
Yeah.
And I don't want vacation to be sad.
I don't want it either. I think we're, you know, we're past that point. So is it just going to be the two of us, or are we going to have the girls with us?
I think they're not coming with us.
Aww.
Sorry. Again? I would like it, but again, that's the new reality.
Three things to know today.
Brought to you by EveryPlate.com.
Use discount code MSJ49.
Number one, 48 million American families are caregivers, meaning you're a working family, but you're also caring for an aging parent or maybe a spouse. So some relief may be coming from Washington. There's a bill that's been introduced that would provide a federal tax credit for eligible working family caregivers.
Oh, cool.
Right? Yeah. Providing up to $5,000 in non-refundable federal tax credit. If it passes this session, it would become law for the 2024 income tax season.
Okay.
Number two, Meryl Streep could become EGOT by this weekend. EGOT status, meaning if she wins a Grammy and she's up for one for her, an audiobook.
Yeah.
Her seventh nomination for an audiobook. She has three Oscars, an Emmy, and a Tony Award.
Oh.
So, and she's expected to be there because her son-in-law is Mark Ronson, who's a music producer nominated for the Barbie
the
soundtrack.
The Mark Ronson?
Yes, sir. Wow. So look for Meryl this weekend at the Grammys. And number three, The Price is Right is the one to watch this coming week on Wednesday because they scored the Kelce family to help during their Super Bowl episode.
Oh.
Donna Kelce will appear. Jason and Travis are going to be there via video.
Yeah.
And I think Donna's going to like announce prizes for contestants. It's a Super Bowl themed.
But
Price
no Taylor
is Right.
Swift.
Absolutely not. And by the way, one of the prize packages is a trip to Vegas for the game.
Wow.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
Sam's Got Music News.
Brought to you by EveryPlate.com.
Use discount code MSJ49.
Hey, you know what's coming up Sunday on CBS, huh?
What?
The Grammys!
Oh, yes. Okay. Big deal.
Billie Eilish performing. Also, we have, it's
everybody.
Huge names this year.
It is.
Dua Lipa's performing. Olivia Rodrigo's performing.
So
Billy
good.
Joel is going to be on there with his new song.
I'm late, but I'm here right now.
Which is so
Man,
classic
that sounds
Billy
like
Joel.
Billy, huh?
It does, yeah.
U2 is actually going to be on there performing too.
Whoa.
Straight from the Sphere.
Yeah.
And they're getting
in Vegas?
Yeah, okay. They're getting a special award as well presented to them. Here's what's really cool. Okay, we're going to go back to 1988 right now when this song came out.
You get a fast car.
Love it.
I want a ticket anywhere.
That's Tracy Chapman. You know, last year, of course, it was redone by Luke Combs.
You get a fast car.
Right. Huge hit.
Guess what? They're both going to do together at the Grammys.
Fast car.
Yes.
Wow.
She hasn't done this yet. She avoids publicity. She's been on TV like three times in 20 years.
Yeah.
At the CMAs when this one song, she had a statement that was released. She wasn't even there for that. So they're
going to
perform together at the Grammys. Some big names, too, presenting. We got Lionel Richie, Christina Aguilera. Oprah is presenting.
Yes, now.
Don't know why,
She's presenting.
Nice.
And tonight in Los Angeles, it's the big Bon Jovi, John Bon Jovi, tribute for Music Cares.
It's my life.
He's the Music Cares person of the year. Thank you very much.
Jim Gaffigan, the comedian, is the MC tonight, so that ought to be funny. Springsteen's going to perform a Bon Jovi song.
Of course, the New Jersey
Shania
thing.
Twain is going to do it. Melissa Etheridge, Goo Goo Dolls.
Sammy Hagar is going to be there, too.
I don't know when we're going to see this. I've looked all over and I can't find it, but I'm sure somebody's going to run it.
They have to sort of probably edit out all of the blips. And then it's, and then we'll get it.
And while we're waiting for that, in the meantime, you can head over to Peacock and check out this new documentary series, 4 episodes on Run DMC.
When Run was being run, Daryl was being Daryl, and Jay was being Jay. It was heaven. It was Nirvana.
When we get on stage, we do what we gotta do. Rock the house.
Yeah. Kings from Queens, the Run DMC story.
Cool name.
4 parts on Peacock.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider.
Coming up next, though, the most unusual but fun prop bets for the upcoming Super Bowl. Super Bowl is not this weekend, but next. And of course, there's a lot of sports betting in our world today, but prop bets are always fun to talk about. So there are a lot of Super Bowl 58 prop bets. I want to tell you about some.
Help me understand, what is a prop bet?
There are the money line bets and there are prop bets. Money line is like the outcome of the game. You know, who
score,
you're going to bet on.
Right.
49ers or the Chiefs.
Right.
Prop bets are the stuff that really doesn't matter to anything. You know, and coin toss.
Why is it called a prop bet?
It's short for proposition.
Okay.
So other stuff, the outline. To me, it's the fun stuff.
You're at a Super Bowl party and a friend comes up and says, hey, Murphy, I got a proposition for you. How about we bet on the coin toss?
Okay. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Okay.
I got it. Okay.
So that's one of them. So the coin toss result is always a prop bet.
Yeah.
Has been since prop bets have become a thing in whatever, in Super Bowl land. Which companies or which product will run first in Super Bowl commercials?
You can
go, is Budweiser first or is, you know, M&M's first?
I know it's got to be one this year. How many times do you see Taylor Swift?
That is one.
Yeah.
How many times will she be shown on TV?
Yeah.
To me, three, maybe?
Three or four. Maybe once a quarter.
But again, it's a guess. That's why it's, you know.
Yeah, that's why it's fun, right?
All about probability.
Okay. What color Gatorade will be dumped on the winning coach is one.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. And there's only so many colors of Gatorade, right?
It's usually blue or that greenish
the greenish
orange.
Yellow one, which is like a lime flavor.
You can also bet on the halftime, can't you? Like, is Usher going to have anybody?
Right. That's one of them. Will Usher, who will he perform with or bring on stage?
Peace up. A-Town. Yeah.
My favorite Usher prop bet this year, though, is not about that. Mm-hmm. It's what brand of shoe will he be wearing?
Yeah.
Because that's something to look at.
You can also bet on the first song he performs.
Ooh. See, that's
so
fun.
Who creates these anyway? Just people suggesting them?
Vegas does.
Right. Okay. Well, obviously, and you can't do that everywhere. Not everybody. Every state has different laws on being able to do it anyway. So.
Sure.
And you got to be of legal age.
You know, there's also a bet on Travis Kelce maybe announcing a engagement.
Oh, no. No.
Really?
And no.
Really?
And no. The other bet about them that I've seen is, will they appear together in a commercial? I don't think so.
Oh, that's
he
smart.
He does commercials with Patrick Mahomes all the time. But
never know.
I don't see
smart,
her
though.
Doing that. Mm. We shall see.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
The latest buzz.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by EveryPlate.com.
Use discount code MSJ49.
It looks like Brad Pitt and Quentin Tarantino have found one another again.
You know, that's not my car. That's my boss's car.
Okay, so Brad Pitt has worked with Quentin Tarantino a couple of times. The last time for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Brad Pitt won an Academy Award for that. And so Quentin is making his final movie, he says. You know, he's like,
this is like the third time he's made his final movie.
This one's called The Movie Critic. We know it'll be set in California in the 70s, centered around a cynical film reviewer. He's making movies about filmmaking now. But the word is, he's just about got Brad convinced to join him.
Huh.
And why wouldn't you if you were Brad?
Yeah.
Right? So look for that. We don't have a date yet. Another one that we do have a date on that's coming to theaters in September, the sequel to Beetlejuice.
Well, I attended Juilliard. I'm a graduate of the Harvard Business School. I travel quite extensively. I lived through the Black
Plague. I'll
still
say, if your kids have never seen Beetlejuice, get on it.
Man, I hope it lives up.
It's so crazy fun. Well, Tim Burton is the one who's remade this, and now we have an official title.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice 2024 AD.
Oh.
Is what it's going to be called. Eh. Of course, Winona Ryder's in it.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton is back, of course. Catherine O'Hara. And the new ones, the Fresh Blood, Jenna Ortega, Willem Dafoe even.
Cool.
Beetlejuice 2024 AD in theaters September 6th this year. I've called it Infusion Confusion. Sam loves that. But it's the question, and I'm so grateful for your comments on our Instagram and Facebook page about whether to go and do an infusion, which I do have coming up in a couple of weeks, alone or with a friend, a support person, a bestie, a Murphy.
The infusion being for the
osteoporosis. Yeah. Right. It's my second one. I did it last year, too. Janine says, been there. I'd always choose a friend as long as she didn't make fun of me for screaming like a baby when they inserted the IV.
Aww.
A friend would never make fun. Mm-hmm. Jolene, my husband always takes me for moral support. I like that one a lot. Melanie says, I am very independent. I'm a tough little bird. I have 30-minute infusions every 3 weeks, and I go alone. I feel fine. Gives me a chance to reflect.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I get that. And for me, I'm a little independent when it comes to medical stuff, although it's not always smart to be.
Right.
You know, maybe I feel like I need to be tough, so I'm like, back off.
Could you take a nap during that?
Once the medicine is going in me for mine, it's only about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So I can take a little nappy, sure, but as soon as I get comfy, it's like time to get up. Honestly, what I need is somebody to show up for the first 5 or 10, distract me for the IV.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably want to do it by myself. But I just asked the question because I wondered if it's a thing for other people, you know, to choose to bring somebody because, you know, you kind of feel like, well, shouldn't you have moral support for that? But
it's just individual.
My own support.
It's whatever works for you.
Right.
You know?
It's more natural to me to feel like I need to be my own support.
Do you know, you realize I'm a walking infusion set.
I do that. Okay.
I am. That's what the insulin pump is. It's an infusion set that stays attached to you all the time. Yeah. So, and I'm glad I have both of you for moral support while we're here in the room. But seriously, I think it's a very personal decision. It's
it
whatever.
Really is.
Yeah, as you know, I don't pressure you on any of those things. You know, it's.
I thought you would last year. No, I thought you'd be like, I'm coming with you, but you weren't.
I offer up. I'm not a helicopter husband. You know,
that's right.
If you need me, I'm there. If you don't need me.
You also had a couple of meetings on the same day. You remember that?
Well, so much for that.